about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oops, lost my phone. Lost my phone. Oh, anybody see my phone? Yeah, if you guys see my phone, let me know I lost it. Oh, I hate that. I honestly don't like doing my show without a phone. I don't think I've ever done my show without the phone. Oh, crud. Pocket. Whew, it's in my pocket. Oh, you know, it's kind of like your safety blanket, isn't it? Oh, I got my phone. Good. Ooh, close one. Yeah, you need your phone. I mean, you know what? I'm on air. I got kids. Got to make sure they can, you know, nag at me when I'm on the phone. Excellent. You know, I've been watching the Olympics pretty judiciously, as many of us have. And, you know, you're looking at the Olympic pool, and isn't it just nice and crystal clear? It's probably one of the cleanest, prettiest pools ever. I mean, if you think of the perfect pool, it wouldn't be a pool that's hourglass in shape. It wouldn't be a pool with slides. It would be probably the Olympic pool. I like the blue. You see the London 2012, and you see the blue siding. It's exquisite to look at. I don't know if it's because blue is a calming color. I don't know if it's because the water is so still like glass. It's, to me, it's exquisite. Well, that was all ruined today when I found out that Ryan Lochte admitted that most Olympians actually pee in that said pool. That, yeah, and Ryan Seacrest interviewed, okay, Ryan Lochte is the one who's probably the next Michael Phelps. I don't know if he'll win as many medals as Michael Phelps, but he sure the heck is on his way. Michael Phelps just beat him out of a recent race. But I guess Ryan Seacrest was interviewing Ryan Lochte and asked him, is it true that Olympians relieve themselves from the pool? He goes, yeah, we all do. And when Ryan Seacrest tried to get a little bit more specific, he said, you know, do you mean in the, you know, right here, this pool we're looking at right now, the Linda pool? And Lochte said, not during the races, but I sure did in warm up. And of course, you see pictures of Lochte looking like happy or relieving himself. I tell you, these articles really know how to entertain their readers. I think Lochte has 5 medals. And honestly, if peeing in the pool makes it happen, I guess we got to let it happen. I mean, I don't think I want anybody peeing in an American pool. I mean, when the U.S., you know, isn't that a sign, though, of, I don't know, I don't want to say rudeness. That's not the word. Is it a little insulting to go to another country and pee in their pool? Remember the statistic, 1 in 5 people admit to peeing in the pool? These are Olympians, and they say they all do. He thinks it's the chlorine. He thinks the chlorine in the water makes you want to pee. Now, don't we wash a lot of our clothes in chlorine? I mean, I'm a little nervous about that. Don't you go to the bathroom? And you know there's cameras underneath. We see everything. Oh, but not in warm-up. I see. Warm-up, you don't have the cameras. But when you're doing the race, the 200 IM, the butterfly, maybe it's the butterfly. I got to be honest. I think of all the strokes, the breaststroke, the backstroke, the heat stroke, whatever strokes, I bet the butterfly would probably be the one in which I would lose my urine, but not on purpose. It would be by accident. Because, I mean, you're flapping all around. I don't know how you hold your urine in that one. But they say they just regularly pee in the pool. But I didn't believe it because if you notice, right before the race, what are these swimmers do? They splash water on themselves to get used to the temperature, and then Michael Phelps especially puts the pool water into his mouth and then spits it out. And one Olympian yesterday, last night, drank it. He swallowed. Now, if this is common knowledge that everybody, you know, pees in the pool at the Olympics, then why on heaven's earth would you swallow the pool water? I don't even understand how preparing you would need to swallow the pool water. Why would you, any Olympians listening right now? Did you Pee in the Pool, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, why does Michael Phelps put water in his mouth? Why do a lot of them put water, the pool water, in their mouth and either spit it out or swallow it before the race? Is it because they don't want to be shocked by the taste? You know, when we were discussing hypothermia earlier this week on the show, I was talking to you about how one of the professors who was teaching us in the wilderness medicine class, he says, because you can't hold your breath very easily in cold water, there's this reflex when your face hits cold water that you splash yourself with the water when you're kayaking or et cetera, such that if you do flip, you've already kind of worked out that reflex, that reflex, such that you can, be able to breathe. And, I see. It looks like we have some Olympians calling in. Great. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm an Olympian. But you splash the water on your face such that you don't have that reflux when you flip into cold water. It's pretty dangerous. You can't hold your breath for more than 10 seconds in ice cold water. If you think about it, in fact, we use ice cold water in the emergency room setting when you go into SVT, supraventricular tachycardia, when your heart rate goes into a funny rate. And, we could give you medication for it, injectables, but a lot of times we shove your head into some ice water and you convert back. It's nice. Not nice for the patient, but it's nice for the doctor because you do something correctly. I can understand splashing cold water on your face, but, when we're talking, Olympic pool needing to drink the water, I don't get it. So my questions to you is, why do you have to drink pool water before you dive? I mean, I never see the gymnasts eat the chalk. Do you know how the gymnasts put chalk on? I never see them eat it. I have never seen a gymnast pee on the balance beam. Why do our swimmer Olympus have to put the water in their mouth and have to pee in the water and then put the peed water in their mouth? I don't get it. But then again, like Daniel Leyva and his father, if there's some sort of routine that you need to do for good luck, whether it's a rabbit's foot or drink peed pool water, I mean, whatever you got to do, the Americans are just kicking butt this Olympics. Fine. As far as I'm concerned, pee, poop, vomit, throw up, whatever, evacuate your bowels, whatever you need to do, just keep winning the gold. All right, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll go to the phone lines. We've got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Not too shabby. What's going on?
Hey, I got a, anyway, before I get to my medical question, I got a cool bumper song for you. It's called I Don't Need No Doctor by Humble Pie. Every producer will look it up someday and see how you like it.
I don't need no doctor. I know. We just heard that there was a commercial. I found out from a listener there was a commercial played during my show saying fire your MD. And I mean, there is so much anti-doctor stuff right now. I don't even know how I have a job. That's hilarious. But yeah,
no,
I'll check that out.
It's a cool song. You'd like it. But anyway, get to my medical question.
Sure.
I was diagnosed with a left inguinal hernia with a loop of bowel in it.
Ouch.
Can you explain to me, to the audience, what that is?
Yeah, it means you're going to die. Yeah, you need to make out a will. Yeah, urgently.
Okay,
no.
Everything to you.
No. Okay, so left inguinal hernia. What that means is on the left side, I mean, I suppose in some people it could be the right, depending on how you look. But on the left side...
The pain is on the right side, but they say left.
Well, that is odd. Basically, your hernia is a weakness in your abdominal wall. And the abdominal wall is pushing all your small bowel and your large bowel, you know, back into your abdominal cavity to keep it tight. So when you have any weakness in your abdominal wall, because maybe you were lifting weights, maybe you smoked, maybe you just aged, who knows, the bowel, if there's a weakness, will find the easiest pressure, you know, will place the least pressure. And then the bowel goes through. If you have a piece of bowel loop, though, stuck, you need to be in surgery right away. Is it reducible? Can it go back in, or did they say you have bowel that's incarcerated?
Well, I just did the MRI today, and they says, well, we'll give you the results in about 3 days. Well, they called me back 2 hours later and said, hey, you better go see a surgeon.
You're kidding me. So you're not joking. Wow.
Yeah, so they said, well, I got an appointment the 16th to see a surgeon, so it can't be that much of a hurry.
Well, wait a second. Are you in pain now? You said you're having pain, but not
yes.
on that side? Here's my problem.
I'm very physical. When I try to, like, dig with a shovel, I double up with pain.
No, okay. No, then you know what? No. I would not wait till the 16th. What I would do, and
really?
Darn, it's the weekend, huh? Oh, that's so they called
well,
you just
he told me, he says, come in the 16th, you know, that's it.
Who told you?
And the doctor's,
this is the doctor that's taking care of you. So he knows the bowel is kind of caught in the hernia.
My primary care knows about this.
Okay.
And he said, you got to go see a surgeon. And I told the surgeon about it. And he says, well, we'll make an appointment, and the earliest I can get you in is, I think, the 16th of this month.
Okay. Then this is what I would do. I mean, if you're completely pain-free and you're not doing anything that causes pain and your bowels are working fine, you're probably okay. But if it causes at all any pain, you got to see the surgeon that day. Now, another thing you could do, I don't know if the surgeon's a nice guy or not, but sometimes what you could do, huh?
He's the best around here.
He is? Okay. Sometimes what you could do, if you're ever concerned about waiting a good couple weeks, is you call the surgeon's office, all right, or just bring them the results and say, look, I'm supposed to be seeing the surgeon on X and X date. Do you think he's going to want to see me a little sooner than that? Now, again, a lot of them don't want to start a relationship with you before they actually have to be the person's doctor. But in this particular case, I mean, you know, if you're having pain and the 16th is what? Less than 2 weeks away, you know, I don't, you know, he may say, no, I don't want you to wait. Let's move it up. But God forbid
It's not excruciating pain. It only when I do a certain movement. And when I lay down, it's fine because the hernia goes down. Okay?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can press on it, a little pressure, and it is sore, but it's not, you know.
If you press on it, does the bump go in?
No, you can't even hardly feel it, really.
Okay, so then you're probably okay, because we have some people where the bowel gets stuck and it's just sitting there like a lump, and you're going to cut off your blood supply to the bowel. That's serious. Okay, so then what I would do is just don't do anything that makes it hurt. If anything does worsen, get yourself to an ER over the weekend. If you're not feeling like you should, on Monday, call the surgeon and see if he'll see you sooner.
Okay, is it because my abdominals aren't strong enough?
Well, I've seen weightlifters who have great abs, you know, still blow a hernia. You know, it all depends. Sometimes there's, and also sometimes it's prior surgery. A lot of us, we get umbilical hernias by the belly button, or we get lower hernias because we've had surgery. Have you ever had surgery?
Just, you know, orthopedic stuff, you know.
Okay, but not in the abdomen area.
No. Okay. And I'm in great shape for 63 years old. I only weigh 140 pounds. I just had a physical. Everything's perfect.
Good. Are you an Olympian?
No. I wish I was. I mean,
if you were, would you pee in the Olympic pool?
You know, I think, isn't there a guy in that that shows it up or something like that?
That's what I would thought. I would think Ryan Lochte would be afraid to pee in the Olympic pool because the dye would show. What do you do?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They have those pools down in Bermuda where you can swim to the bar and get a drink or something.
Yeah.
that somebody told me they put a dye in there, so if you urinate, you see the dye all around you. It turns a
yeah.
different color.
Yeah, and I think they should do that, because I think it's disgusting, especially since Olympians
it
are
is.
Drinking the water. All right. Well, Mike, look, keep me posted. If anything worsens, you go to the
yeah.
hospital over the weekend. If not, call the surgeon and see if he could see you sooner if you're being bothered by it, okay?
And another thing, you could vote to the 250 best talk show hosts in, on Talk Show Magazine, or the, one of the 250 best
yep.
talk show hosts in the nation.
Yeah, yeah, but realize, there's only 251 of us. All right,
you
thanks, thanks, Mike.
Go ahead.
God bless
you.
All right. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I thought he was messing with me originally. I didn't think he was really going to talk about incarcerated bowel. So here I am telling him he's going to die. That wasn't nice. All right, so he, but Mike's good. He calls every now and then. He's a good guy. Very good. Very good stock. All right, hernias. We see hernias more so on the right than the left. You guys notice that? Most of you that have had hernias, it's on the right side. Yeah, we think maybe because of the way boys develop, male fetuses develop, and when the testicles go down, they believe it could be maybe from an embryological developmental issue. We notice smokers are more inclined to get inguinal hernias than non-smokers. Women could get hernias. Women could get femoral hernias. A lot of us women, we get the umbilical hernias by the belly button. You know, you finally lose weight. You get a really good looking bikini body, right? Belly button becomes an innie, and then all of a sudden something happens and you get an outie. And not too fun. When it comes to hernias, we don't mess around. You know, some people will say, Dahlia, I have a hernia, but it's small. So no big deal. Actually, the smaller hernias sometimes worry us more than their bigger hernias. Because remember, what's a hernia? It's weakness in the abdominal wall. What is the abdominal wall trying to do? Keep the bowel pressed in. So if a piece of bowel gets stuck in a very small area, small hernia, it's going to have a harder time to get back out like a larger opening. So small hernias can be just as dangerous as large hernias. So don't say, oh, I have a little baby hernia. No big deal because it's a little baby. Just like a scorpion, sometimes the smaller, the babier, the worse. Even with snake bites, I learned, sometimes the younger snakes are more venomous and more dangerous than the older snakes, because the younger snakes sometimes just can't control their venom secretion. Sometimes you'll get bit by an older snake, a grandma snake, and the venom won't come out. You'll just get the teeth bites and you're good. But these younger snakes, you know, they really don't know how to control it. You know, it just spews all over the place. And don't think just because, you know, babies are cute, little teddy bears are cute, you know, little baby things are cute, that baby is always good. It isn't. All right? It isn't. And for many of you that actually have had children, you realize some of the most daunting years of your life was when you had a baby. Couldn't sleep. You're worried that the baby would fall down the stairs. You know, I probably am a lot more relaxed now that my kids are older than when they were babies. I actually took them to see Mitt Romney today. Mitt Romney came into town to speak to some Las Vegans. Of course, you know, I've met him before multiple times. He is so handsome, isn't he? Yeah, he did a great talk. Everything he said I agreed with. I mean, he made perfect sense. My kids, I woke them up early because, you know, you got to get down there early. You got to get in there early. And kids got to meet Mitt Romney. They were really excited and they listened. You know, I mean, I never expected my kids to be political, but, they see what we're going through and, you know, they see the money we're bringing home and they see the bills that we're paying. And yeah, they're a little concerned. So good for them. You know, I'd rather they be, you know, going to a Mitt Romney speech than, you know, hanging out with kids smoking, you know, by the bleachers. So it was cool nonetheless. All right, good. I got my phone. We got the phone lines going on. Let's rock and roll for the rest of this hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all. We have a huge amount of listeners from the Los Angeles area, San Bernardino, Riverside, San Diego, San Francisco. Actually, I should probably say California. From what we understand, the night signal coming out of Las Vegas, 720 AM KDWN, takes the show at night all the way up the coast. And I'm getting a lot of your calls. I'm getting a lot of your emails. You know, I try to answer everybody's email, right? I don't just choose the Oklahoma City or the Alabama. emails. I choose them all. But I really appreciate y'all tuning in and listening in. Of course, if you want to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your city or town, just call your news talk station, wherever you live, and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show into your town. Yes, it's great. You can listen to it from one of the other high powerful frequencies. But, you know, it helps to, you know, have Dr. Dahlia right there, you know, next door. Right. Okay. So bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your city. For those of you that have Facebook accounts, I know many of you do. Please find our Facebook page. Connect to it. Love to be able to communicate with you there. Also follow us on Twitter. And Android users, get cracking with that Android app. You can download it and listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. Okay. Now, this is an anonymous email. Doctor, I'm dating a girl who I can't ever break up with. Every time I do, she comes back somehow, some way. I'm afraid to shut her out completely. I don't want her to kill herself. Do you have any suggestions? Okay, so on the outset, you know, you're kind of looking at this going, oh my gosh, I definitely don't want, you know, but then on the other hand, okay, I got to make sure you're not being a little too full of yourself. I mean, really, really, you know, okay, so let's assume you're right. Let's assume this woman is really, really into you, all right, and you can't break up to her and somehow you take her back. Okay, now, you know, we'll talk about both sides. You know, what if you want her to come back? What if, you know, you can't make up your mind? But let's just, you know, for the, you know, time being, assume you're dating somebody who, you know, could possibly be suicidal if you dump her. That's some scary stuff. You need help. You can't handle that on your own. And you can't feel victim to somebody who you think some people actually say, if you break up with me, I'll die. There's, you know, it's not worth living. I mean, if anything like that happens, you need to probably call one of the suicide hotline or the police department may have somebody that can actually, you know, intervene, you know, maybe bring a, you know, bring a social worker to her. Oh, I didn't say that. Oh, please. I would have committed suicide. But, you know, you don't know. You never know. Now, I mean, if she's threatening suicide, I mean, if she's actually threatened suicide, yeah, you have to call the authorities. You have to, you know, she needs help immediately. But if you're afraid that she may, and you don't know what to do, and you're kind of feeling like maybe she's stalking you and she can't let go, there's a few things you could do. You know, one would be, I would probably go to her family. You know, I would probably say, you know, look, it's not that I want to dump her, but I just think we need some time apart. I kind of need to do my own thing. And I don't think she's going to handle it well. And I just want you to watch her. I want you to be involved. Oh, how could you? You're the worst boyfriend ever. All right. Thank you, ma'am. I'm leaving. But I would definitely get her family involved. Recruit that. You know, if it's a less serious situation where you just kind of want to break up, I've had people ask, you know, how do I just break up with somebody? I mean, I always thought rip the bandage off. I mean, that's how guys did it to me. I mean, when I got dumped, it was a dump. It, you know, that's why they call it a dump. You know, but the reason why is the nice guys that just tried to blow me off, I was like, oh, well, they didn't dump me, so they're still in love with me. So they still want to date me. It's just, you know, they want to wait till 2015. You know, so sometimes, you know, women or men will grab at straws. And you do that when you're in love. You do that when you think you're in love, when you're, you know, in a fantasy about the relationship such that they just may not get it. You know, and if that's the case, you know, and you don't feel like they can handle the, you know, bandage being ripped off, then, you know, maybe you just kind of have to just distance yourself. Just kind of distance yourself. You know, if she has keys to the house, change the locks. I think that's always a safe thing to do anyway with any breakup. If anybody has keys to your house, I used to change the locks all the time. I did, but then again, also I had a lot of roommates, so we had people going in and out all the time. So I don't think it's a bad idea. And then the roommates would give their keys to their boyfriends or to their girlfriends. So changing the locks, you know, isn't a bad idea. No, not changing phone numbers. That's tough when you have to change your phone, because you don't want to have to change. If you think you got to change your whole life around, then again, use your spidey sense. Try to get some help. But, I mean, it's hard. And I think many of us have been in that situation where somebody just didn't get the hint. And, you know, if you're in a situation where luckily it's not an issue of, you know, they're going to commit suicide, they just, you know, really like you and they just can't get over you. Another thing you could do is be unlikable, you know? Farting works. Okay, girls don't like farters. They don't. Girls have a more pungent sense of smell. Women can pick up on smells, I think, a lot more than men. Or men have good, you know, smell sense, but they just don't care as much. And I apologize if people think I'm stereotyping, but women don't like smells. It is a turnoff, unless it's from their baby. They've done studies on this. Mamas have no problem changing their baby's diaper. True, it stinks. And I told my kids, I said, oh, boy, this is a really big boo-boo. Really? Really? It had to fall out of the diaper, really? You know, the kids are giggling. They think it's all fun. I'm like, oh, this stinks. I can't breathe. You know, but I'll do it. Yet, when another family member, distant family member wants me to change your kid, or, you know, one of my patients gives me the kid's diaper. Oh, I don't know where to throw this. There's two garbages in the office here, in the exam room. There's two garbages. What are you giving it to me for? Moms don't like other kids' poop smell. And in fact, moms are so good that they know which kid did the poop. I could tell, like, if I was at a Mommy and Me class or a Baby Jamboree or at a Chuck E. Cheese, I knew when it was my kids. My sense of smell is just like that. My hearing's not too good. And, you know, I had to get LASIK for my vision, but my sense of smell, right on. So that's another thing you could do. I mean, you want to turn somebody off? I mean, you could stink. You could, you know, not take a shower. The problem is love is blind. I mean, when you're in love with somebody, you couldn't care less if they're covered in poop. I mean, you love them. But it's something you could try. You know, go away and, you know, it's a tough one. I wish there was an easy, you know, answer on how to dump somebody. I mean, okay, so what was my best dump? I'm gay. Yeah, whenever a man I dated said I was gay, that was the easiest dump. Because I'm like, so it's not me. You know, it's not that I was bad in bed. It's not that, no. Dahlia, it just, I've always been gay. And I thought you would be the one woman that could turn me. Oh, you're so sweet. Okay, that probably was the best dump. Now, were all these guys really gay? I don't know. I mean, every now and then I look them up on Facebook and they're married. But, you know, I just look at it as they loved me the most such that they could tell me the truth about their sexuality. That's another way to do it. You know, it just, I'm just not, you know, oh, but that's another thing too. You could just say, I'm going through a period right now where I just don't have that arousal. I mean, I'm looking at you, you're good looking, etc. It just, I just kind of am in this alone stage right now. So it's not you, it just, I gotta just go through my thing and I'm seeing a doctor. Oh, that's always good. Tell them you're seeing a doctor. No, don't lie about an STD, because remember, she always has a good looking friend. If you want to date the good looking friend, you're screwed. But, yeah, I would say, look, I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing a doctor for this, and, cut me some slack, Jack. And then end it with a resounding, and you're good. That's how you break up lightly with a woman. It worked with me, and look at me. I'm psychologically sound. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download the Dr. Dolly Android app. Ryan from Tucson writes, Doctor, I let a girl go by telling her I've always been in love with someone else who doesn't love me back, and I tried to move on but couldn't. This managed to allow her to feel as if I was in the same boat. She understood and stopped calling me. Okay, so I get it. I get it. So you were trying to break up with the girl. You said that there was somebody else you were in love with who's blowing you off. You're trying to move on. You can't do it. And now not only are you in the dumps, but she's in the dumps, but don't feel so bad for herself because you're in the dumps too. That's not too bad. That's pretty crafty. Sometimes you don't want the person you're breaking up with to think that you're going to be, on a better platform than they are. So letting them think that you're kind of in the dumps is not too bad. Another thing you could do, speaking of, having another woman who you're idolizing or revering, why don't you bring up your mama? Why not? say, honey, the real woman, the only woman in my life for me is my mama. I'm going to tell my boys to do that. I'm going to tell them, and I'm going to tell them to mean it. Tell these girls, listen, you don't add up to my mama, and you never will. So go flee. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. My boys cannot wait to move out. But they talk about all the time. They're 12 and 9, and my boys are always asking about when they get to go and get married. I thought boys don't want to get married. I thought boys want to play the field, and when you have girls, they want to get married. I think what it was is my brother just got married in L.A. to a wonderful girl, Amy. And, they saw the wedding, and it just really, excited them about what it would be like to get married. So now they're all excited about getting married. My boys are excited about getting married. So, in one way, as a mom, you're kind of happy that, okay, good, they're not going to play the field and be a bachelor until they're 45 and live with you, which is good. But then on the other hand, they're not supposed to be starting to think about other girls until they're in their late 30s. And, I'm their mama. Aren't little boys, when they grow up, don't they think mama is like queen? I remember when I was a little girl, I thought my dad, and remember, mind you, my dad was strict. Coming from the military and, not putting up with anything. It was strict, but still, I thought my dad was king. No man would ever compare to my dad. That's how, what I always thought until I was a teenager. But, my kids are young. They're in grade school and middle school, and they cannot wait to get out of the house. Maybe it's because their mama's on the radio talking about how mama should be the only woman in their lives, right, until they're 50. All right. But that would be good. You want to break up with the girl, tell her she's nothing like your mama. You wonder, we were talking about Olympic parents the other day. Michael Phelps, he always looks at his mom, and his mom was like, I always worry, will my boys blow me off later? Because one of my brothers is really close to my mom and the other brother isn't. And I'm like, because the brother that isn't is kind of independent. And I gave birth to kids very similar to me. I don't need nobody. Thank you for the grub, but I'm only going to eat it as a courtesy to you because you gave birth to me. But honestly, I could find my own roadkill. Thank you, Mom. I got a couple real independent boys. And so I always worry that the boys are going to move away, find a girl, live in, Japan or Zimbabwe and never see their mom again. And so I always kind of look at, these Olympians or these stars and to see if, do they still keep their mamas around? Keep in mind, remember, Medicare's not going to exist later and Social Security's not going to exist. All right. I didn't give birth to two kids just so I could have episiotomies. I'm not stupid. I had two kids so somebody would support me later. Think I'm stupid? Honestly. Really? So I want to make sure my boys love their mama. What do we do? Donovan, you're right. Donovan would probably let me move in with him. Right, Donovan? Yeah, I'm sure he would. Any man who could listen to me talk for 3 hours a day every night and, not want to drown himself is somebody that probably is marriage material. Now keep in mind, wait a second, this is kind of important here. You brought up a good point. Okay, I've been married now how many years? I've been married 15 years. Wonderful man, Corey. Love my husband, Corey. But stop and think for a second. He has never heard me talk for 3 hours straight, let alone every day, 365 days a year. I know I'm off on Sundays and Saturday is a shorter show. I get that. All right. So let's say 280 days of the year. Think about it. My own husband couldn't do what Donovan does. And I vowed to my husband, till death do us part, he may flee before that. I mean, what happens if he, God forbid, can't go to work, right? And he has to come with me to work and listen to me in the studio. Do you think he'd stay married to me? No, I don't either. Yet here we have Donovan, who, 6 days a week. That's interesting. Well, all right, so Donovan, you'll be my backup, okay? He's speechless. Oh my gosh, he's speechless. Our relationship's fun. How do we do it? One of my patients today, she said she was married 46 years. God bless her. And, you know, she was pretty ticked off, you know, with her husband, you know, was thinking about marriage counseling. Honestly, I don't know how you guys get through 46 years and then all of a sudden have issues. But I commended her for wanting to still make it work. I mean, here we are on year 15, me and my husband. And I mean, you know, I pray every day. I thank God that he hasn't left me yet. You know, 46 years. Men and women are different. But I think the key to a healthy relationship is there being some distance between you. You know, in my private practice, my husband and I work together. We share the same office. Yet, I never have time to go into the office. You know, I see my patients and I sit next to the nurses because I could then answer the phone or I could be closer to the files and, you know, I could see what's going on and talk to patients as they leave. I cannot be in a room closed off. Yeah, I go to the bathroom every now and then. I'll maybe eat, you know, 5 minute lunch or I'll check on the news. But, you know, people think that my husband and I are going to break up because we work together day in, day out. No, I probably see my husband for maybe a total of 8 to 10 minutes a day. So, and then maybe after hours at home, after my show, maybe we talk for about 12 minutes. That's got to be the key to a successful marriage. 22 minutes of interaction a day. That's got to be what does it. What do you guys think? You know, we were just in Montana for the CME, and true, I was in class, you know, and then I took a nap and, you know, taking a shower. I take a shower for about 10, 15 minutes. But honestly, he and I, even on vacation, we probably only have a few hours at the most interaction. And then we tell each other, you're getting on my nerves. Go flee. You know, or he'll tell me, you're nothing like my mother. You want to tick your wife off? You want to make your wife upset? Tell her that she is nothing like your mother and that she never will be. Even though some of us may go, whew, it's still insulting. So, but you know what? We make it work. One of these days I'll have you guys call in and tell me, how do you guys make it work? How many minutes a day do you spend with your spouse? And do you think that's why your marriage works? We're coming into another hour. For those of you joining us, then yeah, call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How many minutes and seconds is the minimum and maximum you need to keep the marriage alive? Yeah. Oh, including sex. Which that's just another couple extra minutes. All right, guys. We'll be back right after the break. 1-877-DOC-DALI. If not, have a great rest of the ride home.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.